Fine Music Radio.
The world's greatest film scores on FMR.
Early each day to the steps of St. Paul's, the little old bird woman comes. In her own special way to the people she calls, come buy my bags full of crumbs. Come feed the little bird, show them you care, and you'll be glad if you do. Their young ones are hungry, their nests are so bare, all it takes is tuppence from you. The birds, tuppence a bag, tuppence, tuppence, tuppence a bag. Feed the birds, that's what she cries, while overhead her birds fill the skies. All around the cathedral, saints and apostles look down as she sells her wares. Although you can't see it, you know they are smiling each time someone shows that he cares. Though her words are simple, listen, listen, she's calling to you. Feed the birds, tuppence a bag, tuppence, tuppence, tuppence a bag. She's calling to you. Feed the birds, tuppence a bag, tuppence, tuppence, tuppence a
Movie Classics with Mike Mills, Fridays 6 to 7 p.m. on FMR.
Howard Shore's theme from Lord of the Rings here on Fine Music Radio is played by those inventive lads, the piano guys. And before that, the awesome lady who's been in showbiz since she was a child and has had an astonishing career, Dame Julie Andrews, sang what apparently was Walt Disney's favourite song by the Sherman brothers, Richard and Robert, Feed the Birds, from Mary Poppins, which won an Oscar for Julie, who turned 90 this week. Happy birthday to her, and thanks for all the delight that she's given us over the decades. And by the way, her hit movie, The Sound of Music, turned 60 this year, and there's another anniversary in 2025, the 250th birthday of Jane Austen. So there are some projects in the pipeline to honour her writings. Netflix has commissioned a 6-part miniseries adaptation of her classic novel Pride and Prejudice. That's the first production since the 2005 movie. Emma Corrin will play Elizabeth Bennet, Jack Loudon will play Mr. Darcy, and the always excellent Olivia Colman will play the irascible Mrs. Bennet. Rufus Sewell will also turn up. In addition, a sequel film, Pride and Prejudice 2, Love and Legacy, is due to be released this year, exploring Elizabeth and Darcy's life 2 decades after their initial love story. Keira Knightley will reprise her role, as will Matthew McFadyen, and apparently Leonardo DiCaprio is going to turn up as a new character. But this is not all for Jane Austen fans. Her other oft-filmed classic novel, Sense and Sensibility, is returning to the big screen after the previous Oscar-winning 1995 film, directed by Ang Lee. Daisy Edgar-Jones will play Eleanor Dashwood, who's the eldest sister of the 3 siblings. Georgia Oakley will direct, and the best-selling author Diana Reid will write the screenplay. Well, let's hope all these projects live up to expectations and maybe give me some beautiful music to play you here on Fine Movie Classics. From the score to the 1995 version of Sense and Sensibility, here's My Father's Favourite by Patrick Doyle.
Thank you.
It's a feel-good Friday with Mike Mills on FMR.
Fine movie classics here on FMR 101.3 with A Summer Knows from the Summer of 42 by Michel Legrand, preceded by my father's favourite from Patrick Doyle's score to the 1995 Ang Lee film of Jane Austen's Sense and Sensibility. I'll have one of the great songs from A Chorus Line coming up in a moment, and a song from the French film Jules et Jim.
Connect tomorrow's reality with today's aspirations with Alex Forbes. Listed on the JSE, they've built their reputation by delving beneath the surface to understand their clients' needs. From retirement to investments to healthcare, Alex Forbes actualizes aspirations. They deliver insight and advice to individuals, employers, and retirement funds. For the best advice from a trusted partner and industry leader in the financial industry, visit alexforbes.com. Insight, advice, and impact.
Woodside Special Care Centre is hoping to celebrate their 50th anniversary next year. 50 years of caring for profoundly intellectually and physically disabled children and young adults. But providing 24-hour care takes more than compassion. It takes resources, and right now they're struggling. It's hard to cut corners when lives depend on you. Please help those who cannot help themselves. visit woodside.org.za and press donate. And together, let's get them to 50.
In Maart is dit Namaste India, 'n warm hart, skitterend in eksotiese kleure en aromas en die echo van antieke refreine in tempels en steegies. Mumbai, Udaipur se marmerpaleise op saffierblou mere, Jaipur, tiere in Ranthambore en die foutlose pracht van die Taj Mahal. Van Delhi tot mystieke Varanasi aan die Ganges rivier. TI Tour Club Travel Tiger Valley 0219142265 of smallgrouptours.co.za. Alles insluitend, veilig en in gemak.
Silver Screen Memories with Mike Mills on FMR's Fine Movie Classics.
Daddy always thought Daddy married beneath him. That's what he said, that's what he said. When he proposed, he informed my mother he was probably our very last chance. And though she was 22, though she was 22, though she was 22, she married him. Life with my dad wasn't ever a picnic, more like a come-as-you-are. When I was 5, I remember my mother, dog earrings out of the car. I knew that they weren't hers, but it wasn't something you want to discuss. He wasn't warm. Well, not to her. Well, not to us. But everything was beautiful at the ballet. Graceful men lift lovely girls in white. Yes, everything was beautiful at the ballet. I was happy at the ballet.
That's when I started ballet class.
Up a steep and very narrow stairway to the voice like a metronome. Up a steep and very narrow stairway.
It wasn't paradise.
It wasn't paradise.
It wasn't paradise. But it was home.
Mother always said I'd be very attractive when I grew up. When I grew up. Different, she said, with a special something and a very, very personal flair. And though I was 8 or 9, though I was 8 or 9, though I was 8 or 9, I hated her. Now, different is nice, but it sure isn't pretty. Pretty is what it's about. I never met anyone who was different who couldn't figure that out. So beautiful, I'd never live to see. But it was clear, if not to her, well, then to me, that everyone is beautiful at the ballet. Every prince has got to have his swan. Everyone is beautiful at the ballet. I was pretty at the ballet.
I was born to save their marriage. But when my father came to pick me and my mother up at the hospital, he said, well, I thought this was going to help. But I guess not. A few months later, he left and never came back. Anyway, I had this incredible fantasy life. I used to dance around the living room with my arms up like this. And in my fantasy, there was this Indian chief. And he'd say to me, Maggie, do you want to dance? And I'd say, Daddy, I would love to dance.
Do do do, but it was clear
when he proposed
that I was born to help their marriage end well.
That's what she said.
That's what he said. Do do.
I used to dance around the living room.
Do do do.
It wasn't
not to her.
Do do do.
the soundtrack to your weekend on FMR.
Fine movie classics on FMR with Vacances from the acclaimed French film director François Truffaut's 1962 film Jules et Jim, which is about two friends who tragically both fall in love with the same woman. The music was by Georges Delarue. And from Richard Attenborough's film of Marvin Hamlisch and Ed Kleban's highly successful musical A Chorus Line, you heard the reflective ballad At the Ballet, delivered by three of the dance characters, sung there by Vicky Frederick, Michelle Johnson and Pam Klinger. And so to TV, the prequel series not yet streaming in this country, I understand, but hopefully coming somewhere soon. This is from Outlander. It's Blood of My Blood.
This is Fine Movie Classics on FMR.
Thank you.
Klaus Badelt's main theme from Pirates of the Caribbean with Tolga Kashif conducting the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. And before that, For My Love That's Lost by Bear McCreary, featuring the voice of Julie Fowlis, from the score to the Outlander prequel series, due to stream here sometime on one of the platforms, I hope. It's called Blood of My Blood. Coming up, music from the film Amsterdam and The Year of Living Dangerously.
This is FMR.
Fine Music Radio.
Thank you.
magic movie memories. This is Fine Movie Classics on FMR.
As old as time, true as it can be, barely even friends, then somebody bends unexpectedly. Just a little change, small to say the least, both a little scared, neither one prepared. Beauty and the Beast, ever just the same, ever a surprise, ever as before, ever just as sure as the sun will rise. As old as time, tune as old as song, bittersweet and strange, finding you can change, learning you were wrong. Certain as the sun, rising in the east, tale as old as time, song as old as rhyme, Beauty and the Beast. Tale as old as time, song as old as rhyme, Beauty and the Beast. Off to the cupboard with you now, Chip. It's past your bedtime. Good night, love.
Fine music, fine radio, fine friends. 101.3.
Fine Music Radio with Thomas Newman's theme from the delightful Netflix movie The Thursday Murder Club. Angela Lansbury sang the title song from Beauty and the Beast, which has a great story attached. I'll mention it in a moment. You also heard Ending by Daniel Pemberton from the 2022 film Amsterdam, and Kwan's Sacrifice came from Maurice Jarre's score to The Year of Living Dangerously. Now back to Beauty and the Beast. Alan Menken and Howard Ashman, the songwriters, didn't like to do recordings which separated singers and orchestra. They preferred everyone to be in the same studio at the same time. So everything was booked, including players from the New York Philharmonic. And they'd asked Angela Lansbury to sing the title song, Tale as Old as Time, but she was nervous because she felt her aging voice might not be able to sustain the longer notes. Nevertheless, she was persuaded to get on a plane, but that day her flight was delayed because of a bomb threat, which prompted an emergency landing in Las Vegas. Unaware of what had happened for several hours, plans were considered to reschedule the session until Lansbury was able to phone that she'd finally landed in New York, having been up all night. So she recorded a demo of the song to use in the event that no other actress was available to sing it on her behalf, or that no character other than Mrs. Potts was deemed suitable. She did this in one take, which she sang straight through from beginning to end, and she just nailed it. And that is the version they used in the movie, which is an appropriate ending to Fine Movie Classics this evening. I'm Mike Mills. Do enjoy your weekend and stay with FMR for great interpreters next.